This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. We're, a couple months out from the Rocket season getting started up. It's going to be a very, very fun fall here in Houston, obviously. Hopefully the Astros are ramping up in a way that the postseason goes very well for them, and that could be a level of interest that continues to drive us in a way that Houstonians have honestly become accustomed to. Feels like it's a requirement for sports in the fall, mm-hmm. is seeing Astros postseason baseball go deep. But then also, of course, a Texans team that has an opportunity to do something special. It feels like one of the best iterations of the Texans that we've seen maybe ever. Is that too spicy?
Maybe. No, maybe is the right word.
Okay. Yeah. But then also, this Rockets team, we're going to have to pay attention to them early in the early portions of the season. I don't think this can be in the same way that we typically are. We'll wait till Christmas or whatever, and we'll mm-hmm. check in with them at that point. We're going to have to keep up with them, namely because of Kevin Durant, the ways that this team performed last year. And not as much into the postseason, but they announced their presence as one of the better teams in the NBA. And so with that, I found it interesting to get a feel for how Houstonians and how Rockets fans feel about this team. So shout out to The Athletic and Kelly Eco for last week doing a fan survey filled out by more than 700 Rockets fans to get a feeling for how they are going into this. And so some of the things feel pretty self-evident, Lopez. Mm-hmm. Like, are you confident the Rockets are heading in the let's start that again. Are you confident that the Rockets are heading in the right direction? 95% of people said yes.
Of course.
Is that surprising at
no,
all?
No, not at all.
I'm interested, however, more in the very small sliver of people that said no as to how they get there.
Might be Jalen Green's stance.
Yeah, maybe. That might be what
seriously,
it is.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
How would you assess Houston's recent playoff performance? Probably wasn't that disappointed given the lack of experience carries a majority. Like, mm-hmm. these are to be expected. I think that those are the easy ones. Did you expect the Rockets to finish with a 52-30 record and the number two seed? That's going to be a big old no, right? Mm-hmm. Those ones are evident. But this is where we start to get some of the things that I find interesting headed into this upcoming season. What is the fewest number of wins that the Rockets could get in the season to be considered a success? So basically, what makes the season a success? And that's where, forecasting forward, I started getting some interest here. There's the options of 50-52. Mm-hmm. 53-55, 57-59, ooh. 60 or more wins. Ooh. Which of those do you think had the most votes?
Had the most votes? I will say the next step, 52-55 or 53, whatever it
53
was.
53 to 55 yeah, yeah. is indeed where a lot of people yeah. had it.
And that's where I would fall.
Really?
Yeah, because of the conference. Because the conference you're in. I mean, there are a lot of good teams in the Western Conference, and getting to 55-59 or whatever it was, That's a tall task.
Yeah, I think even getting more than that is a relatively tall task. And I mean, maybe I'm leaning too heavily into this because the Thunder had almost 70 wins last year, so that took a lot of the opportunity for. I think that the West is still going to be a glut of really good teams.
That's why 52-55, 53-55 would be better.
Adding a couple more wins. Mm-hmm. You think is a plausibility? Maybe yeah. that's the case. I'm just like, even 50 wins being in that same space. Mm-hmm. I think that there's less of a focus for me on regular season. I think even if in that same space mm-hmm. Of around 50 wins, if they're better prepared for the postseason, that's really what the success of the season is for me, as opposed to that win total.
But aren't you better prepared if you were the number two or three seed again, or even better?
Sure. Right? I think that's absolutely the case.
Yeah.
But I think leaving the possibility open for just 50 wins.
Sure.
Just under 50% of the people went the way that you did, and then another 30% went with that 50. What are your expectations for this Rockets season? Making the Western Conference Finals feels evident that that's a majority of it. Some people said making it to the Western Conference Semis.
Mm-hmm.
That was about 19% of the audience. Does that feel low for you? Because I think it has to be final Western Conference Finals or bust, right?
Yeah. Who'd they bring in? Was that Kevin Durant?
That was Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Western Conference Finals. I mean, anything less than that is going to be, for some, a disappointment. I think for the majority, a disappointment.
Do it depends who they play?
No. At this point, no, absolutely not. We don't know. I mean, there might be a team that just really vaults itself and like the Rockets did last year.
I was thinking, when if they run into a team like a, let's say they somehow play OKC.
Yeah.
And it's just a hard series.
To me, it doesn't matter. You're talking about before the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, right before.
To me, it doesn't matter. You brought in Kevin Durant for one reason.
Okay.
One reason. That's it.
And speaking of Kevin Durant,
how
do you feel about the arrival of Kevin Durant? Extremely excited, cautiously optimistic, indifferent, or unhappy?
I'll bet you I am extremely excited just because I'm glad he's in our city and I want to watch him. But I'll bet you the majority said cautiously optimistic just because of age and such.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Are you in that space as well about Kevin Durant?
I'm just as a fan, I want to see him. You know, I want to see him play, and we're going to get to see him play more often.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the health part of it.
No,
like
that's
I wonder if he could really stay healthy, because the last couple places he went to, it seemed like that was kind of a major issue, and it kind of brought the team down a little bit.
Yeah,
no, I agree, but I think that when it comes to Kevin Durant's health in particular, I have a decent amount of wiggle room that I think he can hit. He can land that. I don't know that I even need to be cautious necessarily. He'd have to miss like 30 to 40 games and miss postseason play for me to be in that place. I think if he gets you around 60 games and is ready for the playoffs, that's all I could ask for. Like I'm very happy at that point.
Well, I think when they acquired him, I said he's, you know, just count on him missing 17 to 20 games. Just count on it. Just because of whether it's little injuries or, you know, gauging, you know, his progress,
load management,
getting some rest, load management, et cetera. Just count on it.
All right. The biggest question that I really wanted to get to here, there's two of them. One of them being, what will Houston's half-court efficiency be next season? Because of all the things we've talked about, that's the one that I actually have the least certainty on going into this year. I feel like their defense will continue to be fantastic. I know that they'll be able to get spot points when they need to, just on the Bel Air Academy offensive, get the ball to Kevin Durant. Where do you believe this offense will be efficiency-wise? Top 10, middle 10, or bottom 10?
Offense efficiency.
Offense, half court in particular.
I'm going to say middle 10 and as the most popular answer.
That's the most popular answer.
Yeah.
Where do you believe that it'll actually land?
I think I'm going to say middle 10. as well. Yeah, because he's going to miss some games. There's still a lot to prove, uncertainty, et cetera. We, you know, Obviously, you know, there's some point guard questions and issues, et cetera. Yeah, I think it's fair right now.
I think that is probably fair, and yeah. I think that is the biggest, you know, that's the biggest place and space mm-hmm. for upper mobility of this team.
Yeah.
If, again, we've talked about it. I think Rafael Stone has done damn near all you can expect of a general manager in putting a team together, particularly yeah. one that is ready for this modern CBA to have some continuity in years to come. I think as much as you can give Ime Udoka a lot of credit for getting this team to this place, if he can put together an offense that works in the half court, that's the big thing that will launch this team forward mm-hmm. at this point. The defensive identity is great, and it's clearly, almost like the Texans, it's clearly the thing that sets the foundation. That upward rung of what they're capable of doing is yeah. going to be based off of that. And real quick before we go, this was a good question here. Which young player needs to take the biggest leap for the Rockets to improve? And there's a lot
what
of them
the,
here.
What are the answers?
Amen Thompson, Jabari, Tari, Alperen, Şengün, and Reed Shepherd.
Well, this ties in with what I was saying in terms of the half-court efficiency. I'm going to say Reed Shepherd. Because even if the others, what was that the most popular answer?
It was the most popular. Yeah. Damn near 50% of the yeah. Of the respondents went with Reed Shepherd as the young player that needs to take the biggest leap for the.
Because we can talk about Jabari. Hey, we think he's going to have a big, you know, leap this year. Amen. Same thing. But even if they do not, you're good. Even if they don't take a leap, you know,
if they just give you what you've seen,
you're good. If he doesn't, then all of a sudden you have some severe questions.
Yeah, because you're probably leaning on him to be the leader of your second unit, or at least mm-hmm. the point guard of the second unit, the playmaker of that second unit. Now, of course, you still have Aaron Holiday, and you could lean that way if you needed to.
Sure.
More, but the shooting also is a big part of this, I imagine, that pops up, because you're still looking for some shooting. You've brought in some guys that can knock down some shots mm-hmm. here and there.
But that's also Reed Shepherd.
But Reed Shepherd's supposed yeah. to be a big part of that as yeah. well. And I imagine that he would be the most disappointing if he doesn't, just because of all the hype and energy that you would put into him coming in as mm-hmm. you know, third overall pick to be that shooting jump for you. I think Jabari would be second to me. Although Amen Thompson is the guy that comes in second when mm-hmm. it comes to the voting, and I think that's because the higher end, if he's able to take that next step
yeah.
into being one of the stars of this league, you're set up to pay him mm-hmm. in the future, but that also gives you a little bit of buffer on how much you need to lean on KD as well, right? Which, right. again, if you're cautiously optimistic, if you have Alperen Şengün and then an Amen Thompson who is growing into that role, that's where it gets real fun.
No, it does, but again, the answer is Reed Shepherd. The answer is Reed Shepherd.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. But ultimately, seems like a lot of the fans are probably mm-hmm. right in line with the way that we feel mostly mm-hmm. going into the season. And there's a lot of optimism that was there. So shout out to The Athletic for putting that together. But yeah, really excited for the season that starts in about a month and a half, late October, October 20th.
It'll be a busy October, about. Especially if the Astros in the midst of it all.
And it's the perfect kind of busy now, Andy. Mm-hmm. So excited to see what that looks like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the Astros manager Joe Espada gives us a little update as to what he's going to do with some of his pitching, particularly with his bullpen. Is this the reinforcement that you needed? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.